Morning, folks. Welcome to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. Good show this morning. I've got, we're going to try to stay healthy, is what we're going to try to do. As I'm joined by Lois Dishman Cooper. She's an advanced practice provider. We had, last time you were here, Lois, we talked several different times about what exactly you prefer to be called, like physician, not a physician's assistant. Not a PA. What exactly, you're an advanced practice provider, right?
That's
the title that's used for nurse practitioners and physician assistants, because we both provide medical care in the same realm, and so we're advanced practice providers.
I always wonder, you know, I hate to step on my own toes or step on anybody else's toes by accidentally having a wrong title or something like that. So we're going to call you then advanced practice provider today.
That works for
me. Will that work? All right. That's wonderful. Up at CISNY, right?
Yes.
We've had you back. We had you here before the opening of the CISNY clinic. I think you were on, last May or something like that. Seems like that makes sense.
Yeah, I was around then. I had come back in January and worked up at the Flora Clinic while they were doing the remodeling in the CISNY clinic, and we opened there the first week of July.
Opened at CISNY. You're basically, it's the CISNY clinic through the Clay County Hospital in Flora, right?
Correct.
Okay, how's that going? How's the CISNY clinic going up there?
Oh, it's going great. The community has been real supportive, and the staff is wonderful, and we just have a real good time there, and we take good care of the people, and we're pretty busy.
You know, that's great. I was wondering whenever you started that up there, I didn't know how busy they were going to be, because you figure CISNY, the size of the town is, 1,000, 1,500 people, but you're drawing people in from both Clay County down to CISNY who really can't get in maybe to the hospital or to the facility up there, as well as folks up from Fairfield and as far west as Orchardville and who knows where all. How far are you drawing folks from?
Well, I would say the furthest may be Noble.
Oh, really?
And Olney, that area. I have some folks that come down from Beecher City.
Oh, no kidding.
And then we have people that come from, I guess the furthest south would be Mill Shoals.
What's the typical, if I'm coming there, do people come there only with illnesses, or do you do wellness checks for folks who are still healthy, who are healthy to start with?
We do a wide gamut of care. Anything that you would get at any other clinic, we can provide. We do wellness exams, women's health exams, school physicals, sports physicals, DOT physicals, acute care for illnesses, and then your routine care for, you know, someone that's ill with diabetes, hypertension. So anything that you can get at any other family practice clinic, we can provide.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. I know you've been you've been doing this for quite some time now, and well traveled too, as I recall. Are you glad you finally have a little winter to deal with?
Oh yes, I love winter time, and I'm glad it's here.
What, given your background as an advanced practice provider?
Well, as you know, I was a nurse for many years. Went to SIU.
This mainly for the people who might have missed the first show.
Okay, well, I was a nurse for many years. Decided to go on it further. Went to Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Uh-huh. And got a degree in family practice, physician assistant. Went to Florida, worked at a rural health clinic at a retirement center in North Florida.
Uh-huh.
Was seeing mainly geriatric patients, so I got a second degree in geriatrics. And stayed in Florida doing family practice in geriatrics for about 6 years. Moved back to the area. Did family practice, emergency room, and urgent care at Hamilton County. And then, since I didn't have anything else to do, did some on-the-side work at convenient care at Wabash Hospital.
You had extra time, I guess?
Oh, I guess. I was bored, I guess. But yeah. It's my passion, so
sure.
I loved it.
Sure.
And then went to work at Horizon Healthcare for almost 5 years. went to Montana, worked in Chinook and Harlem, Montana, was medical director for two clinics and did family practice at both clinics. And then due to some family issues, illnesses, we came back home and have been working at Clay County Hospital for a little over a year now.
That's the last time you were on here, we talked a little bit about Montana. That was fascinating to me. Have you been? Do you ever check on your old friends up there?
How do
they get along?
Well,
I mean, it seems like they've had a kind of a cold spell.
Well, Montana's going to be cold. That's just all there is to it. Last year, or the year before last, when we were there, they didn't have a whole lot of snow. They're making up for it this year. Yesterday, I think it was their high was 12 degrees.
Oh yeah.
So, but I keep in contact with the people there, and we plan to go back and visit in the spring.
That's that was the fascinating thing about your trip to Montana. We just went over how far away your clients are here. You've got folks coming from Noble, which is 30 miles maybe. You've got folks coming from Beecher City, which would be 40 miles north of a little bit north of Effingham, right? It's a little different up there in the North Woods, isn't it?
Northern Plains. A whole lot different. Sometimes people would drive 70, 80 miles to come to the clinic, and we were the closest clinic for them. For a lot of folks, if something happens to them out in the hills, it's a whole lot easier for them to just load them up and bring them because an ambulance is not going to get there.
Yeah. Well, and if an ambulance has to go out there, then it's got to turn around and come back too. So you're looking at that much extra time in such cases like that. Tell me a little bit about the let's try to keep people healthy. What is the main thing you think here in January? You'll read in one place that dry weather is when folks get sick. Then you'll read that other places when wet weather is when folks get sick. What would be your best advice to somebody right now? I mentioned it to I don't know if you heard us talking right before the show. Len and I were talking. The best thing for somebody to do would be stay home and get in a closet, and then they won't get sick. I don't think that would work.
No, I don't think that worked too well at all. I'd say the two main things that make people sick is they don't wash their hands enough.
Uh-huh.
So washing your hands is one of the most important things you can do. You know, when you go to Walmart or IGA or whatever, wipe that handle off on that cart before you use it, because people have germs on their hands. You touch the cart.
You know, I
got to
tell you,
yours.
Never even thought about that. Do folks carry like one those wet wipes or something to wipe?
They have them at the door.
Oh, do they? Okay,
at the cart rack there that you can use. Very good idea. Drink plenty of fluids. Eat healthy foods. Continue exercising in the wintertime. When the weather's fit, open your windows and get some fresh air in your house instead of rebreathing that stale air all the time. Change your filters in your furnace frequently. Use a humidifier in the house because the air gets really dry in the house. But the main thing is washing your hands.
No kidding. I bet you that. What kind of percentage, I wonder, of cold bugs? Say cold bugs. You see, I don't know how many gobs of folks come in for help with colds, right?
Colds, sinus infections, strep throat, that sort of thing time of year.
What kind of, how much do you think you might knock that down if folks would wash their hands a little bit more regularly? And what is enough?
I would say probably you would cut it in half.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty solid number to me.
I would say, anytime, you've been touching your face, things like that, wash your hands. When you've been in contact with other people, you need to wash your hands. Definitely after you go to the restroom, you need to wash your hands. Anytime you've had any...
Before you cook?
Definitely. Anytime you've had any social contact afterwards, you should wash your hands.
I go to these schools, right? I'm going to schools all the time. And I've gotten into the great big habit. I'm washing my hands all the time at these schools because there are just so many people and bringing around so many bugs.
Yeah, you got to love kids.
Yeah.
They're little germ magnets, but you got to love them.
Little germ machines, aren't they? But that's the thing. that's the thing. Folks just don't even think about it until you do think about it, and then you can make it into a habit, can't you?
Yes, and we see an influx of that type of illnesses usually after Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, people are traveling and they're around each other and they bring in different strains from different areas.
Yeah.
And we just about get it calmed down, and then Christmas comes and all that social contact again, and you have another influx of it.
Wow.
So that's another thing that affects the wintertime, is that people are around each other more because of the holidays.
Talking to Lois Dishman Cooper, she's advanced practice provider at the Clay County Hospital Cisney Clinic. That's up at 413 Park Street in Cisney on the square. That's formerly Dr. Cycle's office. How long has it been since Dr. Cycle was working there?
Oh, my. I can't even remember. There's been probably 4 or 5 providers since then.
But folks still remember it as Dr. Cycle's office, don't they?
Yeah, I think because he was there for so long and everyone loved him so much.
Yeah. Yeah, you can give her a call at 844-3300 or a fax up there at 844-3301. We'll talk some more about the things they do up there, and we're going to try to keep everybody healthy here when I return again with Lois Dishman Cooper on the Bruce Dickey Show. You're listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these. Folks, welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. I've got a guest inside the studio here. It's Lois Dishman Cooper. She's the advanced practice provider with the Clay County Hospital up at the Cisney Clinic up in Cisney, Illinois, up at Dr. Cycle's office. And we've been talking about a few things folks can take advantage of up there. And one of the newer things going on at Cisney is you're bringing in new allergy services, aren't you, Lois?
Yes, they had been doing it at the Flora Clinic since late summer.
Uh-huh.
And now we are going to be doing that in the Cisney Clinic. We can do allergy testing for grasses, molds, pollens, weeds, trees, as well as animal allergies, and we can have your results for you right then that day. We can discuss it, and then an allergist provide the serum, and then we can do the allergy testing.
Now, a lot of folks who might have had allergy testing in the past, this isn't quite what they may be used to. Let me tell you what I've had. I've had allergy testing, and it was pretty recently, actually, probably 5 or 6 years ago. I had a dude who came in. He had needles. And he had probably 30 or 40 different needles, and I laid on my stomach, and he would poke me in the back and basically see reactions. I guess that's what they're trying to find, right?
Yes.
And took probably about I don't know, an hour and a half as he was getting all these serums ready or whatever. It's not like that anymore, is it?
No, it's a lot easier. It's a relatively painless. It's more of a scratch-type test that is done on your arm. And by the time it gets all ready, I would say it does still take about an hour to get it all done. The testing phase probably is about 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then the discussing it.
So for each one, for each ragweed, there's one particular scrape.
Mm-hmm.
And then for cats, do they differentiate between cats and dogs?
Yes, because there's a whole lot more tendency to be allergic to cats than dogs.
Really? What's the what are folks allergic to? Are they allergic to the cat saliva? Are they allergic to cat
it's
the hair?
It's a dander.
Really? Huh. What kind of percentage do you think of say the patients you see probably going to be a higher percentage than the general public, or they wouldn't be in there. But what kind of number do you think of the general public is has allergy issues?
And is Southern Illinois is part of the allergy belt. There's the snot capital of the world.
There's a lot of
drainage, and many people you talk to say they have sinus problems in this area.
Why is that? Because because we have the wide variety of different plants living and then dying, and perennials, as opposed to like California where they don't die out, maybe?
I really don't know why, other than we do have a wide variety of trees and grasses and things in this area, and then with the wind and then blows it around, and then in the summer you have a lot of dryness, which tends to make the pollen worse.
That's because we have seasons. That's got to be it.
And some people have, you know, predominantly spring allergies. Some people have predominantly fall allergies. And depending on what is blooming when makes a difference.
Are the tests able to determine, do you test for spring allergies, say, in the fall, or will you be testing mainly for spring allergies?
If you're allergic to it, your body's going to react whenever you're exposed to it.
Is that right? Doesn't matter what time of year it is?
Not going to make a difference.
How often do you think of the folks that you've seen or that you will be seeing? Because this starts in Sisney when? Next week? This week?
We are doing our first testing tomorrow.
Okay. What kind of percentage do you think of the folks that you've seen over the years are you going to be able to get or will be able to get by with just over-the-counter Claritin or something like that versus needing maybe more invasive shots and that kind of thing?
It depends on how severely they react. The numbers go from a 0 to a 4. If a person's
on the scale. The scale of an allergy
one
reaction.
Or with a few twos, they might get by with some allergy medicine that's over-the-counter or mild prescription medication.
Uh-huh.
If someone has a lot of allergy reactions that are, you know, two or greater, they probably could benefit from shots.
Will you be doing – you won't be doing food allergies here as yet, will you?
No, we're not doing any food allergies.
Do they do those at Flora?
No, not at this time.
So for shellfish or something like that, folks go, that's when they go to the larger hospital. Because you were saying there aren't too many allergy testing places around, are there?
No, I
think. Within close distance.
Evansville, Mount Vernon, there may be some where they can do more extensive testing. The food allergy testing is more of a specialized area, and there aren't as many places that offer that testing.
Where's the closest one about that, I wonder? I'm trying to think. St. Louis.
I would say probably, maybe Evansville, but probably St. Louis. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, yeah. But that's amazing, though, that Sisney, Illinois is going to have this kind of, that's pretty powerful.
I think
that's
it's a great thing, service for the area.
Tell me about some of the other services that you have new. Do you have anything else new in the area coming? Because I know we've talked about the acute illness and that kind of thing that you have up at Sisney.
Well, Clay County Hospital has a full behavioral health program. They have a licensed clinical social worker, a doctor of psychology.
You're going to need to explain to people what behavioral health is. Because you just asked me about it and I didn't know, or you mentioned it a little bit ago and I didn't know what behavioral health was.
Behavioral health is your mental health practitioners.
Uh-huh.
So we have a licensed clinical social worker, a doctor of psychology, substance abuse counselor.
Therapists and that kind of thing?
That's what a licensed clinical social worker and a psychologist are. They're lumped into the group of a therapist.
Uh-huh.
And then we have an advanced practice provider in psychiatry as well that has just been added full time.
So you in Sisney, you'll be able to, whenever you're checking somebody out, you keep an eye out for maybe some potential need for a behavioral science person or behavioral issues, right?
Yes, that's part of, you know, full wellness. You want to look at the whole person.
Yeah. How am I doing then?
We don't want to go into that.
I don't don't blame you a bit. Well, yeah, nice agile move there. I appreciate that. So you say you've been busy. What are you seeing mainly up in Sisney? What are folks coming in to see you most of the time?
Well, I would say in the last month, 6 weeks, we've seen a large amount of upper respiratory illnesses, summer colds, viral illnesses, some sinus infections, a lot of strep throat with the kids. A few weeks ago, we had a round of some GI virus type things, but you see everything.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. You mentioned that a few weeks ago you had a round of, presumably stomach flu, I guess, right?
Well, actually, stomach flu is a misnomer.
Really?
There is no such thing.
What?
Flu is a respiratory illness.
Yeah?
It's a stomach virus, and people call it stomach flu because flu is a virus, but flu is a respiratory illness.
Okay, well, okay, then what, so flu's the respiratory, what should I call stomach, what should stomach flu actually be called then?
A gastroenteritis or a stomach virus.
Huh. Boy, good luck getting people to change their ways on that, Lois.
I try, but it doesn't work. I try to educate them that flu is a respiratory illness, but they don't listen.
You still, is it too late to get flu shots yet, or
no,
how's that?
No, it is not too late, because flu can be around into March.
Yeah.
And the flu vaccine is at its best for about 90 days. They say it's good for the whole year, but from experience with patients, I see that, you know, if you get your flu shot too early, you may be exposing yourself later in the year to that possibility. But so far, I have not seen any cases of flu.
None at all?
None.
But you have, how prevalent do you think the flu vaccine has been this year? I got one. There's one for you. I got a flu vaccine for the first time in probably 10 years.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Some people are proponents of the vaccine. Some people are adamantly against it. I've been in healthcare for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
And I have gotten a flu shot every year, and I have not had the flu.
Never.
Never.
No kidding. Well, see, now I do get sick to my stomach occasionally.
Doesn't count.
I was going to trick you into that. I tried. Gosh, you're good. Okay, so everybody, I presume you offer flu. How many folks turn you down? How many folks that you see are stubborn like me for the last several years and don't get a flu vaccination?
There are a few people that are resistant to it. They say, "Well,
yeah, why?"
Well, they say, "Well, years ago I got the flu shot and I got the flu."
Yeah.
And that is not possible to be coming from the flu shot itself because it is a dead virus. It's not a live vaccine.
Yeah.
Sometimes since you are being immunized against it, you can have, you know, some mild symptoms within 24, 48 hours of getting the flu shot, but it's not the flu. So if anyone has ever had that experience, they're a little resistant to, and won't take the flu shot. And then there are some people that, you know, are just resistant to vaccines in general.
Sure. What's the, as an adult, you see people who, you see the folks who are, I'm not going to call them, crazy is a bad word. You see folks who are maybe misguided and don't get vaccinations for children, immunizations and vaccinations for children. And I'm not going to even say they have a leg to stand on, but as an adult, you're not going to turn autistic or something if you don't get a vaccine, you know?
You're not going to turn autistic from a vaccine anyway, but that's a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah, I understand. But I guess it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for folks not to take that kind of vaccine.
No, it's a prevention. And, you know, when we see years ago the people that got polio because they didn't get their vaccines, the people that died from diphtheria because they didn't get their vaccines, I think all children should be immunized, and I think adults, especially adults that have any kind of chronic illness, should get their flu vaccine and their pneumonia vaccine.
How often, when do folks start getting the pneumonia vaccine? At what age do folks need to start getting that?
Generally, it's at age 65, unless they have an underlying chronic health problem that would want them to have it earlier.
Do you, now you have the geriatric background, but you don't have a specialty at Sisney, do you?
And no, I take all comers at Sisney.
You'll see anybody, won't you?
Well, we're the only game in town, so I want to provide the service for the community.
That's exactly right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, where I'm going with this is, how many folks do you think you have treated over the past, over your career for one thing, and do you see more now than you ever did, or are you seeing fewer now than you ever did, or what do you think your experience is at?
Oh, I couldn't count how many people I've seen in my career. I would say probably right now, and when I was in North Florida, it's about equal to the number of patients that I see per day.
Oh, is that right? Well, you see, now that's handy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. How long? What kind of time frame are you usually able to spend with a patient? Because we've been talking about, I mean, your hours here Monday through Thursday, 7 to 6. That's a pretty long day on Monday.
Yeah, Monday's our long day. We started expanding our hours a few months ago because we're closed on Friday, and so a lot of people were wanting to be seen on Monday. And then kids get sick at school, things like that. So we wanted to offer a day a week that we were open later. So we are there from 7 to 6 on Mondays.
But that doesn't mean you're getting out of there at 6 o'clock, does it?
No, there's a lot more goes on behind the scenes after the patients leave.
Even though the patients are gone, you still have to report on what you've seen with the patients, right? What's a typical time frame that you spend with a patient? What's your allotment?
We generally have either 15 or 30 minute slots that we schedule a patient depending on what they tell the front desk they're there for. So it's important to tell the front desk what you're really coming for so we can allow you enough time. They're seen by the medical assistant first, and then they're seen by the nurse, and then I see them. And then if there's anything else that they might need, the nurse or the medical assistant might see them again, because we do offer full lab services at Sisney as well. And my time with the patient can vary. My personal time with them can vary anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes to, if they're a very ill person, I spent over 40 minutes with someone the other day because they were very, very ill when they came in and took a lot of time.
Yeah. What's the that brings up a question to me. How often do you find, you mentioned you have patients who aren't telling the front desk what they actually are there for. How often do you have the sheepish patient? Let's call him a sheepish patient who will tell the front desk something. And then when you come in to see them, they say, oh, by the way, how often does that happen?
I would say that happens more than 50% of the time.
Is that right? Wow. I'm surprised and not surprised at the same time, you know? It's just kind of human nature, isn't it?
Yeah. For the most part, people are private about a lot of things, or they think of it after they get there, or they feel like the provider needs to know what no one else does.
Yeah, I understand. That makes some sense. I just am surprised it's that high.
Oh, I would say it's at least that high.
Really? Wow. That's fascinating. This is Bruce Dickey Show. I'm talking with Lois Dishman Cooper. She's the advanced practice provider at Clay County Hospital up at the Sisney Clinic. They're at 413 Park Street in Sisney. You can give them a call at 618-844-3300. They'll be able to get you in there sometime at the next, just not Friday. Just not Friday, right?
Right, because we are closed on Friday.
There you go. And we'll talk to you a little bit more about what else is going on up there, as well as they've got a nice little donation going out, and we'll talk more about that on the Bruce Dickey Show when we return. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW-FM and AM Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back right after these. We'll be right back. Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickens Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. We're talking with Lois Dishman Cooper. She is an advanced practice provider up at the Cisney Clinic for the Clay County Hospital. That's on Park Street there in Cisney. It's where Dr. Cycle used to be. And you give them a call at 842-3300. They're open Monday through Thursday, 7 o'clock every morning. Let's put it that way. And they do close a little earlier on some afternoons. We've got labs for blood tests, fasting blood tests, and labs for urine labs, and probably labs for everything, don't you?
Yes, we can do a full service of labs.
Full service. That's wonderful. We've mentioned it. I don't know if we mentioned it on the air or not before, but you've got kind of a tentative date. There may be there's a new clinic under consideration or going to be built or coming to for Clay County Hospital, isn't there?
Yes, there's going to be another satellite clinic opening in Clay City around March the 1st, weather permitting.
How many satellite clinics are there now? Are you the first one?
No, there's been a clinic at Louisville for quite a long time.
Really? Do they see as many patients as you?
They have two providers there. They're very busy as well.
Well, that's good. When you say you're busy, which it's great that you are, if somebody calls in, is it sometime that they have to wait to get an appointment? Or?
Generally, no. We try to leave several slots open so that acute illnesses can be seen the same day.
Well, see, now that's wonderful. You need to do that, don't you?
Yeah, we try to do that. If those do get filled up, you know, if it's, you know, a real need, I'm not going to turn somebody away.
Yeah.
The nurse will come and tell me, and I generally will say, yeah, I'll let them go ahead and come in. They may have a wait, but I'll go ahead and see them. And if nothing else, if that doesn't work for them, we have spots that we filled the day before so they could be seen the next day.
Sure. Well, that's wonderful. Now, you have at the clinic, tell me about the program that you've had going there about donating with or taking donations.
Well, the hospital does a 12 days of Christmas,
uh-huh.
And one of the days that we had was for bringing hats and gloves to donate for the children, and so we got quite a lot of those, and so there's going to be a donation at the Cisney School today of hats and gloves for any of the kids that need them.
Oh, well, now that's real nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a great service for the community.
How big a pile did you get?
Oh, quite a big pile.
Yeah?
I can't tell you exactly, but we got quite a big pile.
Big enough that it'll make a difference, though, won't it?
It sure will. And it's way too cold out there today for kids not to have hats and gloves.
Well, that's the other thing, though, Lois. How you get kids to wear a coat or something if they had a coat, hat, and a glove if they don't want to? Because I see kids walking to the school bus in just shorts on, like, 40, 30-degree days.
I don't know.
That's not part of your job,
no,
is it?
That's their mom and dad's job. I can give it to them, but they got to put it on.
You know, it's amazing to me when you look down the list of the things that that they can do at the Cisney Clinic. Blood pressure, diabetes. Is with diabetes right now, is that just continues to grow as a problem in the United States, doesn't it?
Yes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes seem to be rampant, and it has a lot to do with our diet and our lifestyle.
Yeah. January being the time when folks are trying to get healthier, I guess, to an extent. Do you see more folks being maybe diagnosed after holidays, or how does that work? I wonder, because folks eat candy and stuff in December. Am I being too fossil about that?
No, not really. I mean, some people, you know, they gain a little weight over the holidays, and then they get to thinking, well, I need to get healthy, and so we have a big influx of people wanting to lose weight the first part of the year.
Yeah.
And the important thing is to remember you can't diet 1 month and then do whatever you want 11 months. It needs to be a full lifestyle change.
Boy, I'll bet you that I'll bet you the percentage of successful diets started on January 1st or started after our New Year's resolution. What kind of percentage? 1 out of 10 works out?
I would say maybe 1 or 2 out of 10. But, you know, if they make just a few healthy changes at a time, eventually Maybe it is stick.
What's the easiest thing somebody can do? What's the easiest, quickest thing? Say you're talking to somebody walking down the street, and we already talked about avoiding colds by washing your hands. What's the what do you think the just walking to run into Joe Blow, what's the first thing you can tell them to make their lives more healthy?
Drink more water.
Really? Why so?
Your body is 70% water, and it takes water for every body function to work. So drinking more water, it also fills you up so you don't feel as hungry and you're less likely to eat things. So a lot of times people think they're hungry, but they're thirsty.
No kidding. You know, see, I've never been. I eat plenty, but I really do. I see you laughing and smiling. I really do. I do eat, sustain myself. But I love water. I mean, I'll drink probably more water than the average bear in a day, and that's kind of why I figure that I'm a picture of health that I am.
Well, we're not going to go there either. My philosophy, I'd say, is everything in moderation.
How much water does somebody need to drink a day?
Six to eight glasses.
Yeah. Does ice count?
Yeah, ice melts to about half.
Okay. I chomp the heck out of ice, so I mean that ought to count.
Your dentist must love you.
He does love me. My dentist. Well, they're looking forward to the next few years whenever they start having to recap stuff. I think is what they're probably looking forward to. Well, I tell you what, you look down at the list of the things that you've got going at Sisney Clinic. I don't know why folks need to go to a hospital.
Well, we can't provide emergency services if someone's, you know, having chest pain or thinks they're having a heart attack or they've got, you know, bleeding that's severe, you know, severe shortness of breath. They need urgent care. Mm-hmm. But pretty much anything other than that, we can take care of for them.
What's next for you? Are you thinking about expanding to Friday hours at some point, or is that out? Or if you have the market there for it, is that a possibility? Or
anything's possible. Depends on provider availability. This point, 4 days a week, the hours I'm working is about all I can do.
Yeah,
but there's always the possibility of expansion as the need occurs.
How about of the building? I wonder. You know, you're building it. You're putting a new one up in, not a new one, but you're eventually. You've got stuff going on at Clay City. I wondered about expansion, possibly eventually at Sisney.
There is, you know, more room in the building that we have. We're just using probably 2/3 of the building, so that is always a possibility. I don't know of anything that in the works right now, but as the need arises, we'll be there to meet the need.
You like what you're doing?
I love what I do.
Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
Almost 16 years.
No kidding. Wow. I would ask you what's the craziest thing you've ever seen, but you couldn't tell me.
No, I couldn't tell you. I just wish maybe one day when I retire, I can write a book.
Yeah, that's the thing. What's you can't ask a doctor what's the craziest because they can't tell.
Nope.
They're not supposed to tell anyway.
Nope,
and if you were going to tell me, you wouldn't tell me on the radio anyway, right?
I wouldn't tell you anyway.
Well, Lois, I appreciate you coming in here today. I really do, I'm talking to Lois Dishman-Cooper of the Sisney Clinic for the Clay County Hospital. She's an advanced practice provider. You can get a hold of them at 844-3300 or go to the 413 Park Street in Sisney and do whatever you need. Have we covered everything you were wanting to cover?
Pretty much. We just offer a full range of services. We do have two different weight management programs for those people that have made resolutions. And most generally, if we can't provide the service for you, we have a great referral network that we can hook you up with.
Well, that's wonderful. Thanks very much for coming in, Lois. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I've enjoyed myself.
Have a great day. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. We've got the sheriff coming in. Have a great day.